Hello and welcome. I am your host, Goblin Queen, and tonight we are going to be reading some stories from a website called Liminal Earth. And this is a website where people submit their experiences with ghosts, cryptids, UFOs, time slips, just all kinds of weirdness. And not only do they submit their accounts of the events, but they also tag the location of where the event happens on a map. So, in this series that I do reading stories from Liminal Earth, I read the story, and then if you're watching the video on YouTube, I will also show Street View on Google Maps of where the event took place. So, it can be kind of interesting to see the location as the story is unfolding, and sometimes they are some really, really beautiful and unique locations all across the world. And then in between stories, if there's any additional kind of topics like folklore or local legends or anything that we need to dig into more deeply, then that is what we will do. So if that sounds good, sit back and enjoy this virtual road trip. Don't worry, goblins at the wheel, so you just kick your seat back, just the heat, the air, get a little blanket, get cozy, and let's dive right in. Our first story was submitted by Luke and took place in August of 2016 in Spain, and it's called Spanish Time Slip. This happened to me when I was younger, around the age of 14 or 15. I was on holiday with my parents and sister and was staying in an apartment for a couple weeks. This was a regular thing we would do every 2 or 3 years, so it was my second time staying in this place specifically, but I had been here a bunch of times before, so I was familiar with the town itself. I was staying with my younger sister in our room, and my parents had their own separate room. The apartment was pretty spacious. It had a kitchen and nice living area, and then the 2 rooms and a bathroom. Nothing about the place was unsettling at all. It actually felt nice and like a home away from home. This happened at night, when me and my sister were in our room in bed. She was already asleep, and I'm pretty sure I was watching something on my phone. I like to stay up late most nights and go to sleep when everyone else is already asleep, and this night was no different. I turned my phone off, rolled over to my side, and looked up at the window. It was the middle of August in Spain, so we were pretty warm every day, and the nights were just as bad, if not worse. So every night, I checked to see if the windows had been left open. I looked and saw that it was, then closed my eyes, with the intention to sleep, even though I wasn't really tired. When I closed my eyes, I heard almost like wind rushing past my ears for about 5 seconds. It wasn't deafening, but I heard it like I had my head out of the car window. Then, after about 5 seconds, I opened my eyes again, and it was around midday the next day. It didn't feel like I was waking up. It just felt like I closed my eyes and then opened them, and it was the next day. I know what you're thinking, but I did not fall asleep. It didn't feel like I had when I closed my eyes or when I opened them. I almost always dream when I sleep, and this was just a couple of seconds of darkness with that weird sound. I was young, and I think if I thought about it for too long, I'd start to panic, so I ignored it for the rest of the trip. It's never happened to me again, even when I went back to that same apartment, but I'll still never forget it. It really felt like I had just skipped the night and went straight into the next day. Alright, so I've actually had this happen before. I can't remember the exact instances of when it happened or how long ago it was. It's been a long time since it's happened. But I remember having this experience where I went to sleep and then it really felt like I just blinked and it was the next morning. And it was such a weird feeling. I remember feeling like I had just blinked. And it's possible that I just had fallen asleep, but it was such a weird feeling. It was very like they described. It didn't feel like I had slept at all. I also dream very vividly. Sometimes I dream a little too much. I feel like I don't get enough rest. I dream so much. And I didn't feel like I got any rest those times when I just blinked and I had slept the whole night away. I've had that happen once or twice. So I don't know what that is. Is that just a weird night of sleep that rushes by? Very weird. But yeah, not a pleasant experience unless you really don't like sleeping, I guess. You know, they did have the weird sound of the wind rushing. That is something that does kind of make you think that it was a time slip, because sounds like that are so often said to predecess time slips and things like that. I definitely don't remember anything like that in my experience. So that is how we are starting off the night. We're going to stay in Europe for now. Next, we're going to travel over to France and read this story. This isn't a firsthand account. It's kind of a bit of history or legend. It's kind of hard to say. We'll see. But it was submitted by AT and it's called Haunted Castle. This castle is well known in France to be haunted by the spirit of a young lady named Lucy. There are a lot of paranormal explorers who go there, expecting to see her apparition. There are a lot of haunted castles and local legends in Auvergne, like the well-known Bête du Gévaudan, or the Beast of Gévaudan. So, it's not really a surprise to see paranormal activities there. But since it is hard to talk about that kind of thing in France, I wanted to share it on this site, hoping other French people will see it. So first, look at this town. If you aren't watching the video, you can go on Google Maps and look up Vauce, V-E-A-U-C-E, in France, because, you drive up through this dense woods on a narrow dirt road and come out of the trees into this medieval village. It is so amazing and beautiful. There's also an old church with these amazing features like iron gates with crouching, shrouded angels on them, and old stained glass windows, and these cottages. The village just looks like you've stepped back in time. It has a population of roughly 40 people, not to mention a haunted castle. I kind of want to live here. Anyway, let's get to that haunted castle, the Château de Vauce. It's actually a miniature castle, but parts of it date back to the 11th century, although structures have been added over time, and it was also heavily remodeled in the 1800s. And it's built on this rocky mass, giving it a good defensive vantage. The castle has a total of 5 towers, which variously include features like spiral staircases and bells, and it is one of these towers, the clock tower, which is reputed to be haunted by the ghost Lucy. Lucy was said to be a servant girl who was hired on at the castle in 1559 at the age of 18 or 19. The baron at the time, Guy de Dion, took an immediate attraction to the young, beautiful servant, and she quickly became his mistress. His wife, Lady Jacqueline de Lafayette, was naturally none too happy about this. So, when the baron left on a long stint to attend to the matters of war, the Lady Jacqueline threw Lucy in the clock tower prison. Here, she was exposed to the elements and in full view of the onlooking villagers, who were powerless to help her. In time, young Lucy died, frozen, hungry, and terrified in the clock tower. And that was all that was said of her. That's kind of where the story ends. You don't hear about what happened when the baron got back or anything further until reports started coming in about a ghostly figure in white who would appear walking the castle grounds around the stroke of midnight on moonlit nights. Legend serves Lucy perished under the light of a full moon. The first written report of her apparition comes from the 17th century, but her legend lives on to this day under the moniker La Dame Blanche de Vos, or the White Lady of Vos. Very spooky, very classic castle ghost story, although quite tragic if it is historically accurate. Definitely want to thank AT for submitting that story to Liminal Earth and getting it out to people, because that's a very interesting piece of legend and I never would have known about this beautiful village of Vos. So that was definitely a treat in itself. All right, next we will be hopping over to the United States because our next story takes place in North Dakota. And this was submitted by Shane. It's called Memorial Bridge Portal. This happened June 12, 2019 at 3:30 p.m. My daughter, 15 years old, myself, and a friend of mine were traveling across the Memorial Bridge on our way to Mandan, North Dakota. As we reached the center of the bridge, my friend and my daughter were looking north out over the bridge and suddenly told me to look at that. There was a bright white light hovering midair, pretty much lined up with the bridge, about half a city block out from the bridge itself. This light was roughly 5 feet in circumference, and as our attention was directed at it, it started opening up in the center. My first thought was, oh my god, that's a wormhole, a dimensional portal. It kept spinning and expanding until it opened up roughly 4 times its size. The center was a cloudy spiral-looking thing that had squiggly lines that extended from the center to the edge of it. They started out sort of looking like lightning bolts and straightened out until they resembled bicycle spokes. It held this shape for roughly 5 seconds till it started closing back in on itself until it was the same size that it had been when we first noticed it. It then held that size for a second, then blinked out on itself. I quickly looked around for other cars on the bridge and was shocked to see that we were the only ones who had slowed down enough and were watching this thing. We pulled off the bridge and parked underneath it, waiting for about half an hour, scanning the area, hoping we would see it again. When we got under the bridge, we noticed no boats on the river, nobody flying kites or fishing off of the banks of the river. We saw no one else who could have witnessed this strange thing. But we all did draw and document what we saw, not comparing notes until after each of us were done, so as not to influence the other person's writing. And everyone's drawing and description was the exact same, minus my daughter's depiction, which had an odd additional feature. She claims she saw Roman numeral type lettering on the outer edge of the object, and she drew this in her depiction. Neither my friend or myself saw this. I included all of our drawings and whatnot that we did as we sat under the bridge immediately after this encounter. All of our car windows were down when this occurred, and nobody heard any noise associated with it or smell. They mentioned at the end there that they included their drawings and observations that they did of whatever they saw, but there weren't any drawings on the website. So, unfortunately, I guess they don't seem to be included, but I would have liked to have seen those. Without knowing what exactly they saw, who knows what exactly they saw? Was it a portal? Was it a craft? Was it just some weird light and cloud anomaly? Who knows? But it is interesting that they were on a bridge over water while this happened, because that is a very twixt and tween place. So symbolically, there's a lot of potential for weirdness there because you're in an in-between state. Got a little short one next. This one took place in Texas in July of 2005. This was submitted by Stacy, and it's called Enormous Raven. Saw a 3-foot-tall raven, or crow, while working the box office at my job. Me and 2 other co-workers saw it, but no one else around seemed to notice it. It was about 100 feet in front of us on the patio of our establishment. We even asked the people walking by if they saw it, but they didn't. No one believes us. Crows can be big. I know the crows around here really get quite large, but definitely not that big. They're not 3 feet tall. So I included this story because it reminded me of all the accounts people have reported of really big 4 foot tall owls, usually standing in the middle of the road. There's a lot of these that have been collected by Mike Cleland, who wrote the Messengers books. And those focus on the crossover or possible relationship between alien encounters and abductions and owls. He kind of theorizes that people who have had an abduction experience or seen an extraterrestrial, usually gray aliens, they will often see owls. And it's either in conjunction, like they've had a UFO experience before and after they see a lot of owls, or they see an owl before they have a UFO experience, or even that owls are a masking of an abduction. It's called a screen memory. And basically, whoever's doing the abduction, the extraterrestrial or whatever, kind of masks itself with a different image so that it doesn't scare the shit out of you, I guess. So an owl bears some physical similarity to what people describe gray aliens looking like. At least the eyes, the big black eyes. And, you know, owls do have that otherworldly presence. I did a video about this subject if you're curious. So in the Messengers book, there are a lot of people who say they were driving at night and they saw a 4 foot tall owl standing in the middle of the road, which is very unusual in itself. And so the idea, I guess, is that maybe what they saw really wasn't an owl. It just made itself appear as an owl, perhaps, or there was some kind of psychological screening. Anyway, very interesting. This reminded me of that. I wonder if Mike Cleland has received any giant crow stories in the same vein, because I know he said he's received a lot of deer stories as well. And crows and ravens have such a deep and varied relationship with superstition and legend and lore, and they're just amazing animals. So intelligent. Big fan of crows. Okay, let's read our next story. This one was submitted by Pineal Gladiator. That's a fun name. And it took place in Germany. This story is called Haunted Hohenlimburg. I grew up in a small suburb by the name of Hohenlimburg, which is a suburb of a town called Hagen in Germany. I could tell you a lot of weird, creepy, strange, and wondrous stories of my own experiences, or from people close to me at that time. But since there's so much of it, I'll just stick to the place Hohenlimburg itself for now, because it's just a weird place with a weird energy, weird people, and creepy legends and history surrounding this place because of its geography. The town of Hohenlimburg is surrounded by forest and hills, like you're in a hole, surrounded by wood-overgrown hillsides. There are so many historical places with dark history located on these hillsides. For example, the settlement is said to have started 900 years ago from a site on those hills called Hunenpforte, which translates to English something like the Gate of Giants. Right by the Gate of Giants, there are the ruins of a fortress called Raffenburg. The word Berg means fortress, and Raffen is a very medieval term which describes a behavior of being greedy and seeking to possess, as well as hoarding valuables and treasure. The people who lived in that fortress were a bunch of Raubritter, which means robbing knights. They are said to have raided and terrorized the people, especially the ones of noble heritage in the area. The ruins of that fortress are known to be haunted. There are reports of levitating stones which would suddenly, and with high speed, like projectiles, fly towards people and hit them really hard. This has happened to several people, leaving some with head trauma. The area has, in general, a dark and weird feel to it. There's a tunnel system under the earth, which was an escape corridor from the former fortress. It's 7 kilometers long, but the entrance is a hidden and well-kept secret. Another site, located on the hills, is Castle Hohenlimburg, which isn't far from Raffenburg. It belonged to a family of nobility, Bentheim von Tecklenburg. They were some of the regular targets of the Raffenburg raids until they managed to find some allies and were able to besiege Raffenburg and end the terror of the raiding wild knights. Castle Hohenlimburg has a museum, which has a really creepy item on display called the Black Hand. The Black Hand is said to have been the hand of a boy who raised his hands against his own mother. This same hand became black and fell off. The hand on display in the museum looks like a burned hand made of charcoal. Of course, the castle has its typical ghostly hauntings. In this case, a white lady who has been seen by several witnesses over time. Another hill site has another famous historical spot. The gallows of Ray is a very old oak tree. According to tradition, court was held under a linden tree, executions under oak trees. So, on this old oak tree, people used to be executed by hanging. There is a little sign marking the tree, but even before noticing it, if you walk up there looking for the gallows tree, you will recognize it as soon as you see it. It's much smaller than the other oaks around it, has a weird distorted shape, and it doesn't bear any fruit come season. It has an unwelcoming vibe, to say the least. Located in the center of Hohenlimburg is the quarter Elsie, named after a nun by the name Elsa, who lived in the year 1300 AD in a monastery by a church that is still there to this day. She became pregnant and gave birth in secret and didn't know how to hide the child. So out of fear and desperation, she drowned the baby in the well by the church, which still stands until today. Her apparition is still seen by the well, mourning her child. What a great story to name a town quarter by, right? The town has a lot of mentally ill people, very high drug use, and, in general, a lot of strangeness. So, a lot of awesome stuff in that submission. I tried researching as much as I could of what they referenced, but really came back with basically nothing, besides a few German language Wikipedia pages. But let's just touch on a few of those. The ruins of the fortress with the levitating stones, that, with my obsession in fairy lore, reminded me of Elfshot, which is basically the name that people have for prehistoric arrowheads that are found. But people used to say that the fairies would shoot them between their thumbs and cause grievous damage and death in some cases to people. But it also sounds like a lot of poltergeist reports too, right? Kind of throwing stones. I think Bigfoot might be known for throwing stones too. So the levitating high velocity stones was of interest to me. And then the black hand that is on display in the castle. I was shocked that there are no photos really besides this one miserable image on the Wikipedia page. It's not close up. You can't really see it. So I don't know why there aren't any pictures of it online. Really creepy story, though. I wonder if it's a real hand. So yeah, it was said that a boy raised his hand to his mother. And I think there are different versions on if the hands blackened and fell off by itself because of that, or if it was cut off as punishment for doing that. I didn't even think about it. It's a disembodied hand. I love disembodied hands. That sounds weird. And it is weird, so I'll just leave it at that. The castle also had a white lady. I couldn't find anything about her, but I'm very happy to have another one making appearance tonight. We had our first come up in the haunted castle in France earlier. So the only thing I really did come across was a comment from a Reddit post asking about interesting regional folk creatures and legends, just in general, if anybody had one. And someone mentions Hohenlimburg. This comment says, "My hometown has the largest cave in Germany. Allegedly, a long time ago, a wanderer on his way from Cologne to Hohenlimburg rested at the Ennepe, a river, and met a dwarf. He asked the dwarf what the fastest way to Hohenlimburg was, and he replied, through the mountain. The dwarf then gave the wanderer a fox and told him to grab it by its tail. The fox would lead him safely through the cave. That worked well, but an angry giant was awaiting them at the exit. The fox distracted the giant, and the wanderer reached Hohenlimburg unharmed. That's why the fox is my hometown's mascot." That is a great little story. A lot of interesting elements to that. So I think we will go ahead and just squeeze one more story in tonight. These tend to be a little shorter because they are videos, but let's go ahead and read one more. This one took place in Brazil, and it's called The Cat-Eyed Man. There has been a sighting in the countryside of a man with glowing feline eyes. One night, around 10 p.m., I was driving along a dirt road to get to a house where a barbecue and a get-together between family members was taking place. It was a short stretch of very winding and potholed road, so it was necessary to drive slowly and carefully. The journey takes around 30 minutes. On one of the straight stretches, a figure of medium height, who appeared to be wearing a suit with a purple bow tie, was illuminated by the headlights. The bright eyes that resembled those of cats stood out. I can't give a description of any other features because the feline eyes in the purple bow tie were so striking that the surroundings seemed to have become a blur. All right, so that was translated through Google Translate. It was posted in Portuguese, so I'm not sure if I was conveying what was actually written there, but I just really liked that little account. I recently read The Mothman Prophecies by John Keel, and it reminded me of one of the various little case reports and anecdotes that fill that book. Very strange, glowing cat eyes and a purple bow tie. So, I think that is where we will wrap up for tonight. I hope you enjoyed the stories and the virtual journeying and legend. Speaking of cats, mine would like to say hello. That's Boo Radley on the microphone. Anyway, I do have a playlist compiled on YouTube of all the videos in this series if you're interested. I find it very entertaining and interesting too, to kind of poke around the world and find different experiences and different legends and folklore, and also to just take a look at what other places look like in the world that people are inhabiting. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Until next time, take care and good night.